Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, all aboard. The tourism season has come to a close, and that means that things in Southeast Alaska are slowing down. Some spend their winters vacationing on tropical islands, trying to miss as much of the rain and cold as they can. But one group of Sitkins decided to take a vacation to an equally cold and equally rainy place, Vancouver, BC, for a board game convention. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
Inside a gargantuan convention hall, in the middle of hundreds of tables covered in black tablecloths, sit groups of 4 to 5 conferring amongst themselves. At one of those tables, a handful of Sitkins are in their own world, wandering through some imaginary woods, trying to escape from a vicious axe murderer.
So there's trees to my south, no trees to my east, no trees to my west, there's trees to my north.
They're playing Nyctophobia, a board game where players never actually see the board. They wear plastic blackout sunglasses as one player who can see guides their hands. They feel each piece on the board, stumbling blindly through the forest, looking for rocks, stopping at trees, and desperately searching for the car so they can escape.
The track star's really dumb, you guys. He keeps running headlong into trees.
Dude, would you not panic in this situation?
Okay. They've traveled to Shucks, a convention for tabletop gamers to gather and try some new board games on the market. In its second year, Shucks is put on by Shut Up and Sit Down, a team of people who review board games professionally on YouTube, and they produce some of the most popular podcasts and videos in the tabletop gaming community. Sitkin's Seton Bryan relies on their reviews to decide what games to add to his growing library.
I've been playing board games religiously since high school. Started with some really basic stuff, but I have around 200 games now in my collection.
While Brian has been into it for a while, many more people are dipping their toes in the tabletop world. Board games have seen a massive resurgence over the past 10 years. Shucks co-founder Matt Lees has a theory about why the market is booming.
I think personally it's that people are starting to self-moderate a little bit. Our lives are becoming increasingly digital and people are looking for ways to try and kind of step away from that. Still spend time with people, still spend time thinking about complex, interesting puzzles and stuff, but just away from screens.
With a growing demand, the market is flooded with new games that appeal to every level of gamer. In the Shucks Expo Hall are games like Fog of Love, a two-person role player that simulates a relationship in a romantic comedy, to a game called Chai, where you actually play a tea merchant trying to brew the perfect blend of tea.
And it's really exciting for us because we think that lots of people grew up playing board games that were frankly a bit bad. Monopoly is only fun if you're winning, which means that 75% of the people playing are not having a good time.
And it's not just about loading up on new cardboard. For people from a small town like Sitka, it's nice to be able to come to a place where there is literally a convention hall half Sitka size, filled with 2,000 people in the building that share their passion for tabletop gaming. For Brian, it's a welcome opportunity.
Just being able to run into people that saw what game you were playing and say, it's like, oh, I love this game, or wow, what's this? Or do that yourself, just like walk around, see something you've never played before, and find out it's amazing.
Talking with others at Shucks, I was surprised to discover the board game world has roots in Southeast Alaska. In Juneau, Jack Eddy runs a board game review site of his own, the Cardboard Herald. He produces podcasts and videos, and he'll likely have a table at Juneau's own growing board game convention in January, PlatypusCon, which is in its fifth year. He let me in on a little secret about Sitka's own celebrities.
You may be interested to know is that two of the original Magic the Gathering artists and two of the most celebrated original Magic the Gathering artists are actually from Sitka, Alaska and grew up there.
And back at Shucks, Matt Lees has an idea of why Southeast Alaska may have a strong tabletop gaming culture.
It's really unsurprising to me to hear that a group I've come all the way from a place where in the winter things are boring and dark. And I think lots of people who end up getting into board games do so for reasons like that. Maybe they're having a difficult time in their life. Maybe they're having issues with mobility. Maybe they're living somewhere where you can't go out and have a good time outside, so you need to be inventive. But I think that what I find interesting is people gravitate to board games for a variety of different reasons. But when they find them, they really stay and they really grab onto people. And I just think more people should give it a go because it's brilliant.
And Brian and his friends did give it a go. They left Vancouver with suitcases full of board games, back to Sitka stocked up on cardboard and prepared for the winter. For AK, I'm Catherine Rose.